"Drink me," Alice read. And so she did, unquestioningly. "That's why I don't believe in God anymore. I am a believer of small print. No known side effects that God makers say. Years ago, my friend Ben had the shit pummeled and kicked out of him by a priest and two retired Christian missionaries in the name of small print. Drink me, their God said. My blood will make you clean from the blood and sins of this generation. I bet they were humming the small print of the TDM when they broke Ben's sleeping body. Weeks later, Ben described to me through a wired jaw that the police had also found bloody footprints on his front door. It had been kicked in for a second time that night as these self-determined emissaries of God apparently felt they had not finished their message. I recall the biblical Passover. The small print reads, take blood and strike it on the doorposts. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you and not suffer the destroyer to come in your house to smite you. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Kind, loving God, but my friend Ben could not pick himself up from the bedroom floor with broken ribs, cheekbones, nose and jaw. Will his own blood do? I shudder. And I remember the night I visited Ben after he was released from the hospital. Ben removed for me from a plastic bag the robe that had been his bedsheet. It was caked with the dry bloody shoe prints. Passover? Really? No blood on the doorpost for all those annihilated Egyptian baby boys? Slaughter the sleeping innocents? Destroy their innocent lives? What brilliant works from these benevolent gods? Use the children as bait that God's bade? Invite them perhaps on a sacrificial hike. Prepare to have a roast. Demand the child to carry their own blood, and while they are at it, to build their own altar. Say to that child, oops, no Lambie, and this child's very own father will unquestioningly step forward to cut the child's heart. Let mighty works of wonder drown out, but daddy, daddy, while voices of gods ring in the heads of sacrificers. I wonder if Hitler and these gods had the same voices in their heads. I wonder if I should even be wondering that. The total impunity, kill the children of the heathen, burn their parents, obliterate every man, woman and child, free 5-4 fum, crush their bones to make my bread. But I will be your God and you will be my people. Jehovah and Hitler counting piles of gold, plundered from the Egyptians in a mythical awkward exodus, then spoiled back from the plunderers in yet another horribly awful exodus. Men, women and children were laid asunder, pegged and plundered. The now familiar voices in the heads of the sacrificers, claiming, choosing, purifying. And for what? To make little angelic golden cherubim sit on either side of this deluded God's mercy seats? And what the hell does this mercy seat mean between two cherubs anyway? Oh, it's to remind me how merciful these terrible gods have been to anyone who does not believe the way they do. You know, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, that is, gnashing teeth that have all their gold fillings yanked out first. Let my people go, of course, after they plunder your storehouses. Mercy? Passover? What in the name of these gods inspire people to slaughter? Not everybody slaughter like warfare, murder, starvation. I mean, what inspires people in the name of their gods to slaughter? Read their holy books and you will have holy wars, crusades, inquisitions, occupations, Muslims, Christians, Jews, prophets, priests and believers, all slaughtering Gentiles and each other in the name of the jealous gods. I clobbered Tom in the name of his God. With my friends watching, I smashed him to the ground and screamed my disgust into his face.